Russia if we reach.
So we understand the consequences.
Which could happen by the time
we understand what's at stake in this election. We've lost far too many lives in these counterproductive interventionist wars. Wars that have undermined our national security by strengthening these. What to speak of the trillions of dollars that have been spent on these wars that have made it so that we don't have the resources we need to invest in rebuilding our communities right here.
Thousands, even in the average year, would die of heat stress. Everywhere, ecosystems will unravel and species either migrate or fall out of sync with each other. By the time global temperatures reach 2 degrees warming in 2050, more than a third of all living species will face extinction.
To invest in education, to protect our environment, and to strengthen our economy. We can't afford to do both. This is why we need to stand up, let our voices be heard, and let the world know that we will not support overthrowing any dictator we want.
Candidate taking on the biggest frontrunner the Democratic Party has ever seen.
One poll shows him down 60 points.
Bernie Sanders, terrible for America.
I don't know that Bernie Sanders can beat Hillary Clinton.
Expectations need to be turned down here.
How do you plan to solve unemployment, specifically yours, when you lose to Hillary Clinton?
Whoever Bernie Sanders is!
You may not have any chance.
That's all going to disappear by the time we get to Iowa.
Bernie, stop spinning.
You know, you almost have to feel sorry for Bernie. She is ahead, George, in by a long shot. They don't see Bernie Sanders as a real threat.
He's not going to be the nominee.
Clinton crushes him in national polls by more than 40 points.
Hillary probably will inevitably be the nominee.
But even Democrats admit he may not be their best shot at the White House.
This Bernie mania thing could burn out.
Major structural problems with Bernie Sanders.
As the world police.
Is going to
pretending as if it's
him.
America's goal to use the
he
military
to
force
to be
some
nominee.
Kind of remake in the world to be whatever we want it to be.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders may be gaining a little bit of momentum as he seeks to challenge Hillary Clinton. His views may be gaining
Bernie
traction.
Sanders has made
look
it
at
clear.
Bernie Sanders' rise, tripling his support.
The hottest thing in American politics right now is a socialist.
That is a rocket ship.
All the way to a respectable 33%.
I don't think we've seen more enthusiasm for any candidate.
People traveled from across Colorado.
Sanders 35. That's a
hello.
Bernie Sanders is the candidate of the summer. He has a lot of support.
Senator Bernie Sanders drew a monster crowd.
3,000 in Minneapolis. 5,000 in Burlington.
You know what Bernie Sanders wants. And a lot of Democratic Party, let's be honest, they want it too.
She may be the Democratic frontrunner, but this morning Clinton is feeling the burn.
Throwing a scare into Hillary Clinton's camp.
In recent days, Bernie Mentum drawing larger crowds than every candidate running.
In a packed stadium, possibly as many as 10,000 people.
Interesting enough, Clinton up 10 points on Sanders among likely voters, but get this. Among all registered voters in the same poll, Sanders is up 1 point, 44-43. Gee, I wonder if turnout's going to matter. Both candidates have multiple events in California today, tomorrow, and all the way through Tuesday, trying to sway some of those last-minute undecideds. Nearly 44% of registered California voters are Democrats. Just over 27% are Republicans. And another 24% have what they call no party preference. And it's that last group that is going to be key to Sanders' chances. Those no party preference voters declined to state, as they're called in California.
That's not the last time he's going to have a rally with 10,000 people. It is real.
It was another full house for Senator Bernie Sanders. That's right. The
word about him.
It is possible, and Bernie Sanders, he could win Iowa, he could win New Hampshire.
Hillary Clinton is feeling the heat from a suddenly surging Bernie Sanders.
He's chipping away at Hillary Clinton's lead.
Pollsters say it's a statistical tie.
Turned up in droves to treat Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders has quickly become the
enforcement. The National Labor Union representing nurses.
Sanders is a summer sensation. He's filling arenas
for the first time. Bernie Sanders has replaced Clinton as number one.
Roughly 70,000 people.
In supporting Senator Sanders. So it's such a cliche, but it's really gonna, you know, it's gonna depend on what, who turns out on Tuesday, whether it's Sanders supporters who are, you know, they're going by the thousands, by the tens of thousands to his rallies up and down the state, whether that enthusiasm will translate into them, you know, heading to their ballot box and casting a vote for him. And that's the one thing, you know, I don't think anybody can predict at this point.
Chris Hayne, I at this point, it does feel as if the process here makes it an uphill battle for Sanders because, number one, the Clinton campaign has eaten his lunch on those that have already voted by mail. And second, this issue of the Sanders supporter who is not a registered Democrat has to go an extra step to vote.
WCOM FM LP GFM Chavo Hill Cabra. Hey, look, this is Dr. Furious. Doing the extra bit, going the extra mile, taking the extra step. Our friend Bernie Sanders, Democratic, hopeful, independent minded. Hopefully, going to clean up in California. We'll see what happens. And we're going to have some fun with that tonight. Also, if you want to learn more about Furious Radio, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And you can also check out craziness at WCOMFM.org. So if you're listening right now live while you're driving or doing craziness and at home, just kicking it across the world. Who knows what you're doing? Keep doing what you're doing, especially supporting micro-powered, non-commercial, community-based radio, supporting radical, progressive, revolutionary speakers. Leaders like Bernie. So we're going to help him out. Push him over the edge in Cali. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, this is some cool, crazy Cali beats. Toki Monsta, Marion Hobbs. We're going to do some fun stuff from the West Coast tonight. Bang. And who knows? Get our act together over here, I'm sure. In the meantime, thanks for listening to Micropod Radio. This is WCOM LP FM, Chapo Carbo. The show may be offensive to some members of the listening audience. I'm furious!
West Coast last week, and here in Iowa, Bernie Sanders was treated like a rock star.
We will end these unnecessary interventionist wars and will instead invest our precious resources in rebuilding our own country.
Too much recent warming would also bring about an unstoppable sea level rise between 5 and 9 meters. That would submerge much of New York, Philadelphia, Boston, D.C. We lose Berkeley, Oakland.
Whoa, looks like the crowd is really.
This can be stopped, and some estimate that the chances of avoiding a 2-degree rise are as high as 93%.
They really swell.
These people are very excited. It's kind of like Woodstock down here.
Dropping below 50%
for the first time. Clinton's lead now down to single digits.
Hillary Clinton has lost a third of her supporters.
He has an electable agenda.
New poll shows Bernie Sanders beating Clinton in
Democratic Socialist from Vermont. Got a political.
political start as the mayor of Berlin. Long shot then, a bigger long shot now. He's an unlikely presidential candidate taking on the biggest frontrunner the Democratic Party has ever seen.
Today, where there are several hundred million people starving to death. They're starving to death right now.
All over this country today, there is a certain demoralization. And the demoralization is that some people believe that what goes on in the White House and what goes on in the Congress reflects the will of the American people. And by assembling here today at the Rainbow Coalition and its other groups from 46 states in America, what we are saying very loud and clear is that Ronald Reagan and his billionaire friends do not represent America, but we do.
In some of the largest cities in America, 50% of the kids are not graduating high school. The cost of college education in this country is zooming up, so you have to be a wealthy person to send your kid to college. There was once a dream that my parents had and many people's parents had, that if you work hard and go to school, you can get a college education.
But what people like this gentleman do not know is, for example, that in Scandinavia, in Sweden, you've had socialist governments for decades, that in fact, that country is probably, in most respects, more democratic than the United States. They have 80 or 90% of the people voting. They have strong labor unions. They have a more open media. They have a healthcare system guaranteeing healthcare to all of the people. Not to say that that's a utopia.
But at a time when the wealthiest people of this country have seen a tremendous increase in their income, while at the same time the standard of living of working people and poor people has declined, I will be damned if I will vote for a proposal which will stick it to the middle class and the working people.
And leading us down this beautiful path towards peace and prosperity. So the eyes of the country are on you, every single one of you, as you come to this important decision. So recognize the power that you have in your hands. The power that each and every one of you have to bring about a new kind of leadership for our country and for our future. Now is the time to act. So I ask you to stand with me, support Senator Bernie Sanders to be our next president, be our next commander-in-chief. Let's show the senator the warmest, loudest welcome possible. Like only Davis can do.
And Mr. Speaker, I've got a problem. I've got a problem with a president and a Congress which allows 5 million children to go hungry, 2 million people to sleep out on the street.
Longest of long shots with a commanding lead.
Bernie Sanders is doing a hell of a job, by the way, with Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders could easily win the Democratic nomination. Bernie Sanders could get elected president.
When we come together as a nation, when we say enough is enough.
We'll be right back.
case to those superdelegates that go with the majority of your state. Number two, the superdelegates in general, where she is beating us 10-1, because obviously she is the establishment candidate. Our argument is take a look at which candidate is better suited to beat Donald Trump. Every poll that I have seen, national and statewide, says that Bernie Sanders is the stronger candidate because we appeal not only to the overwhelming majority of Democrats, we appeal to independents as well. And the message, John, that we are bringing forth, that it is too late for establishment politics and economics, that we have to stand up as a people and take on the top 1% who are now getting almost all the new income and wealth. That is resonating in Indiana, where I think we have a shot to win, and around this country.
So just to make sure nobody has any misunderstanding, because there's been a kind of a lot of back and forth this week, you're fighting as hard to beat Hillary Clinton for the nomination as you ever have been in this
campaign. Absolutely.
To get there, many analysts, who look at the pledged delegates just say it's mathematically impossible. Are they wrong?
Well, here it is. It's difficult. It's not impossible. We will need 65% of the remaining 10 contests plus DC, plus Puerto Rico, etc.
For you, and two of them really, how are your feelings now being in Washington, being around the big guys who think they know everything down there, and focusing on their own attention? If you could tell me some of that, and I'll listen for your answer on the television. And again, hey, I'm glad you're there, man. Let's do it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. So I intend to stay in contact with the people back home, and in fact try to develop some mechanisms by which on a regular basis, for example, putting together not just town meetings, but just, we did this in Burlington when I was mayor, just methodology by which I've got to be subjective to what the people, you know, want, what their views are. My job is to represent the people of my state and not to forget where I came from.
There is enormous concern about a $4 trillion national debt.
When you get down to basics and you talk about morality, it seems to me that the least that we can do as a nation which has more income and wealth inequality than any other major country on earth, a nation in which the wealthiest people are becoming phenomenally richer while we have over 40 million people living in poverty, the very least that we could say is that nobody in America goes hungry.
They may never have had the option at all. And even more interestingly, if you look at historic voting patterns in our state over the last three or four cycles, of that 60 to 70% who vote by mail, you know, maybe 30 or 40% vote in the first 7 or 10 days of the 30-day vote by mail window, so between May 7th and May 14th. And so you've had a big chunk of the vote that is already in, and from the polling that I've seen, and also from the demographics that you're seeing.
There is nothing we cannot accomplish. Very nervous. That's a good thing.
Wall Street says they could live with Hillary Clinton, they could live with Donald Trump. And what has been absolutely extraordinary, and I'm very proud of this, is that in state after state, those states we win, and even those states we lose, we have won the overwhelming majority of the votes of young people.
Wow. What a way to make an entrance onto the world stage.
Now, by young people, I don't just mean people 22 years of age. That is people 45 years of age or younger. Now, I know that when you're 21, 45 seems pretty old. But when you are 45, it will seem pretty young. Social justice, economic justice, racial justice, environmental justice. That vision is the future of America.
Ridiculous, but I'm actually a rapper and we're shooting a music video all about how we can make the most epic rap video ever for no money.
So we were just driving by, like looking at nice houses, and we noticed yours and we're wondering if we could maybe come in and get a few shots. We saw this house. Oh.
You live in one of these houses? Because I'm shooting a music video, I'm actually a rapper.
Well, did you? The rapper.
No shot.
No,
good luck with your video. Really epic video.
Unfortunately, no.
Fuck me. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
My name's Dave.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
You are.
So I'm actually a rapper, and I'm shooting a music video. Well, the concept of the video is how can I make the most epic rap video ever for no money, right? Like, what's a part of an epic rap video? Like, nice cars, nice houses. So hoping that someone would let us use their house for 15 minutes to film.
Jeff, you want to do it right now?
was an interview that Bernie Sanders gave to C-SPAN all the way back in 1989 when he was the mayor of tiny Burlington, Vermont. But the themes that he hit in that interview, those are exactly the same themes that he is now campaigning on for president nearly 30 years later. Bernie Sanders has been on the national stage for more than three decades, and maybe more than anybody else, he has held and espoused the exact same beliefs. He has been driven by the exact same issues all that time. And because he is a freaking socialist, and he has called himself that for a very long time, not freaking, but socialist, because of that, he has been a consistent source of fascination for the national media. Bernie Sanders was first elected mayor in Burlington, Vermont in 1981. And he was reelected a few years later, then he was reelected again a few years later, and by then, this guy who was apparently not a fluke in this city in Vermont, he did start to get noticed nationwide.
New England has a tradition of political independence going all the way back to the Boston Tea Party. And in Burlington, Vermont tonight, one very independent Yankee is being sworn in for his third term as mayor. Tradition or no, Fred Briggs reports that some New Englanders find Bernard Sanders astonishing.
They laughed at Bernie Sanders when he ran for mayor, not just because he was a brash outsider from Brooklyn, neither Republican nor Democrat, but because he was an avowed socialist. Still,
to us, what socialism means basically is democracy. It's a society in which you don't have a handful of giant banks and corporations controlling the economic and political life of the nation.
Burlington, on the eastern shore of Lake Champlain, was best known as the biggest of Vermont's small towns and home of the University of Vermont. Then came IBM with 8,000 employees, General Electric, high-tech yuppies, and what a political scientist calls MARPies, middle-aged rural professionals, people who gave up big city money to enjoy Vermont's small-town way of life. These voters weren't ready to elect the safe, conservative kind of mayor Burlington had been accustomed to for two centuries, but a socialist like Bernie Sanders? The establishment, or what used to be the establishment here, thought that that first victory was a fluke.
Hillary Clinton has some 400 or 500 excuse me, super delegates.
It was another full house for Senator Bernie Sanders.
Feel the burn.
That's right, feel the burn.
We're worried about him, sure. You know, he'll be a serious force in the campaign, and we think that that
I don't think that will...
It is possible, and Bernie Sanders, he could win Iowa, he could win New Hampshire.
Hillary Clinton.
And there's nothing the establishment or the big money interest can do about it. We are the future, and our ideas will prevail.
Is it just you guys?
Yeah. 15 minutes in and out.
I suppose that's all about it.
That's great. Sorry to disturb you. This is my crew, small crew.
LD, AKA the independent variable.
Trip good, I'm observing out the hallway.
Just to flex on it, we ain't really gotta lie, yeah. I'm a type of motherfucker that'll check the check, do the math, I ain't never getting robbed. Those margaritas not going on my card. I ain't about to split a damn thing for convenience sake. I'm at the restaurant working that way taller. You ain't heard a little day, young elder, Jew, biz major. Fuck you know about the world he raised in. I've been saving money since a motherfucker 13. I wear the same pair of jeans every day. Sandwiches, homie, two stamps away. Book flight December, but I leave in May. Drugs are generic, but still work the same. I get logins for Netflix for my cousin Greg. Thanks, Greg.
I'm a rapper. I'm shooting a music video where the premise
is how can I make the most epic rap video ever without spending any money?
Because the song is called Save That Money, and it's all about saving money as opposed to spending it.
It'd be like if I could grab one of these McLarens for like 15 minutes.
I swear to God, nigga. All of my bitches be scared of me. I put that rod in them. All of them bitches acting thoughtless. I disregard them. All of them bitches acting holy. Ain't got no God in them. I can teach little Nick son like a preacher. I can take his ass to church fresh as hell, no Easter. I can make his ass burp like a baby without no hiccup.
I can. Quan, what does this have to do with saving money, though? You know what? A full verse would have been too expensive anyways.
I ain't parking at a less than meter green, homie. Haircut several months in between, homie. Hit the motherfucking lights when I leave, homie. Single ply TPS lead. Airbnb the motherfucking lease. I'm never there. I'm out in Cali. Why the fuck my company in Delaware? At happy hour taking out a chicken. I don't even care. Now the applies to both dating and wings. Pete Madden's phone bill. Got the motherfucking fam on it. 401k rolling over bands on it. Copper sweaters in the summer when the sale on them. The fuck you rappers brag about? You overpaying for it.
Oh, this is so great. T-Pain just text me.
He's shooting a video called Save That Money, and he's like still in shots. So he's gonna use our video shoot as he is.
Like, for example, we went into a Lamborghini dealer. We talked them in the same leg.
That's the best way I can help you.
We've gotten through every phase of society except the nightclub.
Ball with a cover, low threat count, hard with the covers. Free trial memberships, though. I never joined the shiz, though. Fuck you think this is, though? Free been flying like a motherfucking finch, though. General style, half a dozen on a stick, just so I can whet the appetite a bit. What you talking about? My AC never doing nothing, blow fans, though. Walgreens car shopping, all the off brands, though. Boy, go hard when collecting, got Venmo. Save every motherfucker roach, try smoke. Check the clothes in my drawers, I ain't playing. Can you blame me now? You think I got 450 up in corners on me? Well, I fucking don't.
Issues facing America are not going to be on TV, and they're usually not going to be on the front pages of the newspapers. Corporate America is not interested in discussing the real issues for obviously self-conflicting reasons. But our job is to discuss those issues, to put them on the table, and to address them. What's what? I'm your host, Shmuley Kamuli. Today, we have an amazing show concerning a sex scandal with Senator Bernie Sanders. I can't even believe the words that just came out from my mouth. We are going to talk to the other person involved in this scandal. And you, the audience of What's What, are going to hear What's What.
The National Labor Union representing nurses.
Sanders is a summer sensation.
Issue number one, we claim to be a democracy, but every day our democratic foundation is becoming weaker and weaker because billionaires increasingly are buying elections. Democracy is not a complicated process. It means everybody gets one vote. It does not mean that people with enormous sums of money can buy candidates and buy elections. And that is why we're going to overturn this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision. And that is why we're going to move to public funding of elections. And that is why we're going to end Republican governors' efforts to suppress the vote. Our vision is a vibrant democracy with real debate, where ordinary people play an active role in shaping the future of this country.
Real bad, picking what you have. Me, I'm a creator, thrill is to make it up. The rules I break, I mean. chairman, I have one slight problem with this bailout.
For the first time, Bernie Sanders has replaced Clinton as number one.
And quite frankly, that is not what is going on in this country right now. Now, let me ask you all a very simple question, and I'd like an honest answer. How many people here have ever attended a Democratic Party meeting? It's about 1%. Our job is to open up the Democratic Party to all of the people, not just wealthy campaign contributors. I want the Democratic Party to make a very clear choice.
Soldiers headed back. Matter of fact, who got it? What? And where my army at? Rather attack and not react. Back to beats, it don't reflect on how many records get sold on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whether your project put on hold in the real world. These just people with ideas. They just like me and you when the smoke and cameras disappear. Real world. It's bigger than all these fake records. Where poor folks got the millions and my woman's disrespected. If you check them too, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the facts. If you need bada, rada, bada, flame ignite a crowd excited, or you wanna just get high and just say it. But then if you a lie, pass on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm going when I play it. Bigger than hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop, hip. It's bigger than hip, hop, hip.
Now down to single digits.
Hillary Clinton has lost a third of her supporters.
He has an electable agenda.
A new poll shows Bernie Sanders beating Clinton in New Hampshire 41% to 32%.
Are they on the side of working people? Are they on the side of the environment, of the children?
Sister city in Nicaragua.
That's right. Get a beast.
Quite frankly, he should be spending his time dealing with the problems of the city of Burlington and not getting involved in national politics.
We say, don't spend our money invading Nicaragua where the people there are trying to establish
their lives. On all four corners, there are lines of officers trying to control people who are out here. Now, on my side, there's no looters, there's no rioters, there's nothing. It's more so spectators. It's more so people who are kind of looking, gawking at the destruction of what's happening in their own communities. Because you have to remember, everything that all of the city and state and federal leaders have said, please don't destroy your own community. And that's exactly what is happening.
That was when the National started to discover this eccentric, confident, curly-haired socialist mayor from Burlington, Vermont.
Sanders gaining 15 points,
once thought to be the longest of long shots, with a commanding lead.
Bernie Sanders is doing a hell of a job, by the way, with Bernie Sanders.
She doesn't have one super PAC, she has a number of super PACs, and those super PACs have raised many, many millions of dollars from Wall Street and other special interests. In my view, our job is to take Wall Street on, not take their money. This campaign is listening to working people. And they are telling me from coast to coast, they cannot survive on $9 or $10 an hour. That the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour is nothing more than a starvation wage. To raise the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour. And when we talk about equitable wages, it is not acceptable to me or to you that women in America today are making 79 cents on the dollar compared to men. That has nothing to do with economics. It is just old-fashioned sexism. And I know that every man here will stand with the women in the fight for pay equity. This campaign is listening to young people. And young people are asking me a very simple but important question. How does it happen that when young people do exactly the right thing, go out and try to get the best education that they can, why is it that they are ending up $30,000, $50,000, $70,000 in debt? We live in a competitive global economy. We need the best educated workforce in the world. We should be encouraging, rewarding people to get an education, not punishing them. I grew up in a family that did not have a lot of money. Neither of my parents went to college. And all over this country, there are young people whose mom, dad never went to college. And the idea that they could somehow go to college, for those kids thinking about it now, is as likely as going to the moon. I believe that in the year 2016, we should understand that public education is not just, should not just be first grade to 12th grade. When we talk about free public education today, we have got to be talking about making public colleges and universities tuition free. Tuesday, let us have the largest voter turnout in Democratic primary history in California. And let this great state, this progressive state, tell the world you are going to help lead us into the political revolution. Thank you all very much.
Everybody, this is Dr. Furious here. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio, WCOMLPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Borough. Rocking out here in North Carolina. You know what I mean?
I'm the information.
And giving out some information about Bernie. Doing the burn here, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. You can learn more about the Furious shows and other fun stuff that we've focused on by going to FuriousG.blogspot.com. You can also follow and hear all kinds of fun stuff. Info's Radio Project. Also, I recommend WCOMFM.org for all the other folks here. It's a cool station project thing we have. So if you try any of those cool things, who knows what will happen. We're going to keep spotlighting some West Coast stuff and hopefully pushing the needle deeper toward the cool, cool Bernie side. Feeling that cool burn. And, man, yours truly, Furious, has been an old school Bernie-ack. And, anyway, even before he started running for president. This is so, should be no surprise to folks who've listened to the show for a long time. And for new folks and folks who know about this show, we seem to fall so far off the left of the dial that we end up out front. Check us out, FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. And like I said, come support Micropower Radio. If you're not here in downtown Carrboro, then you can also probably check out, you know, wherever you happen to be, there's probably some cool democratic, non-commercial, volunteer-driven revolutionary radio. So many levels. So we're going to keep doing it here. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious!